The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too, so she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor? Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Thursday, January 9th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. 3 things to talk about today: regulation and bifurcation, Twitter and Facebook make big changes, and strategy insights from 2 European companies. This is the Business of Tech. Today, we get 3 areas of interest that are recurring themes on this podcast. Let's kick things off with some government regulation and intervention. Research published on Tuesday by the firm Top 10 VPN looking into the economic impact of internet shutdowns around the world in 2019. An internet shutdown is defined as an intentional disruption of the internet or digital communications, which make these services inaccessible by a specific population. The research looked at over 18,000 hours of shutdowns last year, which carried a total economic cost of just over $8 billion. Also of note, there were more shutdowns than ever before, with the total cost up 235% from 2016. 122 major incidents, as well as 90 smaller blackouts, made up the total, with the Middle East and North Africa taking the biggest hits as regions, Iraq the country with the highest shutdown cost, and the most blocked app, WhatsApp. Meanwhile, a new regulation went into effect in the U.S. on January 6th, requiring U.S. companies that export artificial intelligence technology that analyzes satellite images to get a special license to send the code across borders. The rules were issued by the U.S. Commerce Department. Finally, Apple has been asked this week by the FBI to help decrypt 2 iPhones that are suspected to contain information about the shooting attack last month at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida. Apple has not stated if they will comply with the request. This is the first step towards acquiring a court order. Theme two today is social media. Twitter has announced it will offer options to limit replies later this year. Options include global, letting anyone apply, group, for people you follow and mention, panel, for people you mention in a tweet, and statement, which allows no replies. Facebook with two stories so far this week. First, in an apparent publishing snafu, an article that appears intended to be sponsored content within Teen Vogue was published online, then removed when it was not clear if the article was an ad or not. The company has also placed a ban on deepfakes on the platform. In a policy update announced on Monday, the social network will take a stricter line on manipulated media, quote, that's been edited or synthesized in ways that aren't apparent to the average person and would likely mislead someone into thinking that a subject of the video said words that they did not actually say, end quote. Edits for quality or cuts and changes to videos that simply change the order of words are not covered by the ban. It also appears that the policy to allow politicians to lie in ads means that purely political deepfakes are allowed. So why do we care? The Twitter moves could dramatically change the kind of harassment that's plagued the platform. This also creates much more group-focused conversations by limiting the spread of tweets. I'm inclined to think this is a pretty good change. Facebook, on the other hand, just likes to step on itself over and over again. Their rules implementation just make little coherent sense when you try and understand them, and the exception upon exception is messy at best. This just screams fail. Finally, our third theme today, strategic company moves, both coming from European companies. The CEO of German reseller Cancom resigned abruptly this week, leaving the company at the end of the month due to, quote, differing opinions on the future strategic development of the company, end quote. And European-based Veeam has been acquired by private equity firm Insight Partners, with a major change in leadership, moving from being a European company to a U.S. one. The co-founders are out, and new U.S. leadership will take over control of the company. The acquisition is expected to close in the first quarter of this year. Now you know my question. If you're not familiar with Cancom, they're a reseller and managed services provider with revenues well over 1 billion euro and publicly traded. Here's why I'm interested in these two stories. The Veeam one I was going to dismiss because it's yet another private equity acquisition that just doesn't add any real value to either the product or to customers. But the change in leadership right away was notable. This company went overnight from being one with a founder-based leadership based in Europe, now to one I'd argue is financially driven based in the US. Strategically, I'd consider them an entirely new company going forward. Their leadership is going to be totally different. The products remain the same, and I don't at all advocate jumping ship, but going forward, past history will not indicate future choices. Two things drive predictions on company strategy. First, how they're financed, and second, who the leadership is. Here, we have one company with leadership changes, and another with changes to both. That's why I noticed. Today's episode is brought to you by MSP Radio, my new company behind the podcast. If you like this podcast and are finding value in the content, here are three things you can do to help me out in my new venture. First, sign up for the newly launched newsletter at mspradio.com. Each week, you'll get summaries of stories, videos going deeper into some of the news, and updates on upcoming appearances and streaming events. Second, share the podcast and the newsletter with one or two colleagues. You know somebody who could use a quick 5-minute insight into the technology services and what the news means to them, so send them information about the show. Finally, if you do value the show, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, giving you access to updates and new events. I appreciate that your time is valuable, and you've given me 5 minutes of it to listen and learn. And thank you for these small things that really helped me grow this to be sustainable as my new full-time role. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. When this episode comes out, I'll have done another CES live stream, so you can catch that on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch for the replay, and we will talk to you about CES more tomorrow.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Selling smoothies is what I do, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. He's a small business owner, too, so he knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.